This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Severe weather is blamed for more than 40 deaths in recent days across a number of states, including Texas. 11 people were killed by a series of tornadoes north of Dallas over the weekend. Western Oklahoma getting freezing rain. It's left at least 175,000 utility customers in the dark. Eastern Oklahoma, parts of Missouri and Illinois are flooded. National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Lee says the Midwest is about to get slammed.
We have winter storm warnings out all the way from central Oklahoma up into the Great Lakes region. The majority of Wisconsin is into a winter storm warning, as is the UP of Michigan, northern Illinois. So it'll be a very large area affected with this mix of mostly snow, but also some freezing rain, sleet, and ice.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryan says the storm damage assessment continues following severe weather in his state.
We now believe there are roughly 233 homes that have received major damage or have been destroyed. A total of 463 homes, another 463 homes, have been damaged.
Parts of the Northeast, meanwhile, bracing for major snowfall tomorrow. Iraq says its military has liberated Ramadi from ISIS, which overran the city 7 months ago. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush says he doesn't understand how Democrat frontrunner Hillary Clinton can possibly give President Obama an A for his job performance.
1 in 7 people are in poverty today. 1 in 7. 6 million more people in poverty than the day that Barack Obama was sworn into office. And 1 in 5 children is on food stamps. That's not an A. That's an F.
The former Florida governor on the stump today in Florida. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 55 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is off 23. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What will you find when Ancestry opens up the best collections of 2015 for free? This weekend, Ancestry is allowing unlimited searching of our most popular collections free, but only for a limited time. Visit TryAncestry.com December 26th through the 29th and discover stories, facts, view photographs, and more for free. Uncover the incredible stories that led to you. Free access is only for a limited time and only when you visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-700-8010 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-700-8010. 800-700-8010.
A dozen people in big trouble in China. They allegedly oversaw illegal dumping that triggered a massive landslide and buried dozens of people.
Police say that 12 people are suspected of bearing criminal responsibility for the mudslide. Local media say that further dumping on the site was prohibited 10 months ago, but continued. So the focus is on officials who might have turned a blind eye and on the company, which kept on depositing sludge in a dangerous place. A leader of the Communist Party in the area said those to blame would be punished with the utmost severity.
That's BBC's Steve Evans. A senior Russian diplomat says Iran has met a key requirement of a nuclear deal with 6 world powers by completing the transfer of most of its enriched uranium to Russia. Under the deal, Iran must ship out all except 660 pounds of the close to 9 tons of uranium it has stockpiled. News and analysis at townhall.com. Asthma rates in American children appear to be leveling off after a decades-long increase.
A new government study looked at asthma rates among children from 2001 through 2013. It finds average asthma rates among children up to the age of 17 increased slightly and then leveled off and declined by the end of the study. The rate at that time showed 8.3% of children had asthma. The study is published online in the latest edition of the journal Pediatrics.
Correspondent Linda Kenyon.
You won't find him in the NBA record books, but Meadowlark Lemon was a basketball star, known as much for his half-court hook shots and behind-the-back passes as he was for slapstick comedy. The longtime star of the Harlem Globetrotters has died at the age of 83. He became the most popular player on the barnstorming team. He played during the team's heyday from the mid-1950s to the late 70s. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. As always, it's great to have you along with us. Joining us for the ride, getting this country back on track and, giving you stories and information that you're not getting from the mainstream media. This is a totally independent type of radio operation, and we're grateful and thankful that we have listeners like you who are participating and joining us in the good fight to get this country back on track. Our next story and our next guest is just an incredible story. And one thing you probably have learned about me is that I am always looking out for the miracles of God. I know there is, in some circles, pastors including, will say, well, the miracles are for them, they're not for now. But I got to tell you this, I wake up every morning and I see the sun shining, and I look out and I see the birds being fed. I look at a flower and or I see a newborn baby, and I just can't but help but be in awe and just join with the rest of God's creation in not only praising God, but appreciating that God is in the miracle-making business. And when you hear this next story, I think this was going to convince you even all the more if you were even on the borderline of thinking maybe God is not doing miracles even to this day. Joan Peace is with us. She's a Messianic Jew, and following 10 years of multiple incurable debilitating illnesses and an advanced cancer diagnosis in 2009, was miraculously healed by God after exhausting all financial resources and all human means of healing. Joan Peace, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, and thank you for having me on your show.
Well, good to have you here. There's so much that you do and talk about beyond the healing, but I really wanted to focus on this aspect because we're going to have you back, and we're going to talk about your travel company because, as you know, I'm heading to Israel, and so I'm really excited. My first time ever going to Israel after all these years. I've had so many other opportunities, but this particular time I'm with a group of people from Kufi, Christians United for Israel, and we're going to be there, visiting the Holy Land, and I am just really looking forward to it. And I know that you've been in the travel business, been doing this for a long time as well, but I really want people to connect with you with your personal story and what was going on. I read a couple of sentences about the debilitating illnesses, and it's one thing to see it in a couple sentences, but when you're living it 24/7 day to day for the number of years that you did, this takes a lot of energy, and it really takes you down to your core, doesn't it?
It really, really does, Bill. I never in my life thought I would live through what I did live through, because I grew up very, very healthy, and I was divorced in 1998. I had been married 22 years. Mm. Right now I have 3 children and going on 9 grandchildren, which is very exciting. But after my divorce, I had become a believer when I was 19 years old, and I'm 61 now. I'll just put that out on the air. Mm. And so when I got divorced, I made some very unwise decisions, and I believe that I paid some consequences for my decisions. Now, do I believe that all sickness is caused by bad decisions? No. God, there's a myriad of reasons, some that God may be glorified. But in my case, I believe I was given over to Satan for a period of time. And in 2002, I became very ill and was finally diagnosed with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome in 2004. For those of you on the air who have that, you know what I'm talking about. It's a living torment. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because you look like a normal person, and people think you look normal, and they say, what's wrong with you? And you don't get a whole lot of sympathy because you look normal.
Right.
But so what happened at that time when I started getting sick, it totally threw me off, my whole body. I stopped sleeping. I couldn't sleep at all until the doctors finally found some medications months later that worked. I could only eat 10 foods for about a year and a half, and then I could still eat very limited after that. I developed hypersensitivities to not just food, but medications, chemicals, weather, sound, smells, noise, and touch. I could not exercise anymore without being in extreme pain for 3 days afterwards.
Oh, wow.
I had muscle and tissue weakness, stiffness, pain, more than I could bear. Life was torment night and day until I took my pill at night. Mm. And when I was awake, it was like there was a brain fog over me that I couldn't even think straight or see straight, and I had loss of memory and focus. I was lightheaded. I couldn't stand up for a period of time, just confusion and exhaustion. And obviously on top of that, diagnosis of major depression and anxiety that was off the charts. And I honestly had anxiety since I was a baby. So it got multiplied hundredfold through this illness.
Exactly.
So for about 7 of those years, I was actually housebound or bedridden approximately 90% of the time. And I was dealing with a lot of anger towards God at that time. I prayed and I prayed, and I just felt like he was a million miles away. And I finally concluded that the only relief I would ever experience in this life would be when I wasn't in this life anymore, when I'd go to heaven.
Right.
And many times I pleaded with him to take me home because the pain and anxiety was just so excruciating.
So overwhelming.
And so because I had no life, I couldn't work, couldn't go out with friends, travel, eat normal foods, exercise. I couldn't even babysit any of my precious grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'd do is look out the window day after day, waiting to take my sleep medication that night. And I just want to share this verse because I'm sure some of those you out there can understand and relate to this verse in Psalm 31. It's, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye wastes away with grief. Yes, my soul and my body, for my life is spent with grief and my years with sighing, and my strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. But for I said in my haste, I am cut off from before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplications when I cried out to you." Well, I cried out, Bill, for years. Over that time, I tried over 200 various treatments to get well, traditional medicine, alternative, nutritional, counseling, spiritual, I'm putting in quotation, formulas.
Right.
It cost me over $150,000, and instead of getting better, each one made me worse. And I was eating gluten-free, dairy-free, hormone-free meats, organic fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of 2009, while totally bedridden and my body was wasting away, I was diagnosed with uterine cancer.
Oh, wow.
So the doctors actually waited too long for surgery because they thought it was in stage one and was slow growing. And when I had a hysterectomy and was discharged from the hospital on Christmas Eve 2009, they said I had a stage 3C diagnosis, just short of stage 4. And I said, well, what are we talking about here? And they said, well, you will have a chance of survival if you do 6 months of the most aggressive chemo, because this is a very aggressive cancer, followed by...
Joan, I'm going to pause you right here, only because we have to go to break. break. I want you to hold right there. No, not at all. We need to go to break. I want you to come back, and we're going to finish the story because we have everybody on the edge of their seat. Joan Peace on Bill Martinez Live. We've got more from Joan. Stay with us, America.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can you love me?
Back in America, Bill Martinez here. It's about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Joan Peace continues. Joan was relating to us what all she had been going through as she experienced 10 years of multiple incurable debilitating illnesses. You know, Joan, you know, hearing you talk, it reminds me of the story of the woman of the issue of blood. Who was just, you know, just wanted to, you know, just figured, look, if I can just grab a hold of the hem of Jesus' garment,
right,
you know,
right.
I'm going to put my faith right in that point of contact. And here you are crying out over this period of time, wondering, wait a minute, you know God, you know that God heals, and but you're not being healed, and it goes on, and now you're faced with the diagnosis of cancer and a very aggressive chemotherapy program, right?
Correct. And one thing I knew in the state I was in, I probably could not handle that well, but I did pray for God's leading. And in my case, he led me not to have the chemo or radiation. And I want to note, I'm not opposed to chemotherapy. It saved my son's life when he had cancer when he was 16 years old.
Mm.
So, but I knew in my case that chemo would have killed my already compromised health. So my doctors were furious, obviously, at my decision. One even called me and yelled at me on the phone, telling me I was going to die soon with a very painful death. And but I just was done, and I was done with trying to be healed. I mean, I tried so many years. So I just said, Lord, do whatever you want. You can take me home. You can, I'll stay in bed for the rest of my life and have a prayer ministry. Whatever you want to do, I just want to know I'm in your will. And so I decided to go to the opposite. I was tired of living in fear of eating wrong foods. So mm-hmm. I decided to enjoy life. And if God wanted to take me, he could take me. Mm-hmm. So what I did, Bill, is I feasted daily on ice cream sandwiches and chips and cheese and breads and red meat, everything I wasn't supposed to eat, especially for cancer.
Do you realize how many doctors are turning right now going, what? Ice cream sandwiches? Chemotherapy? Ice cream? Are you kidding me? I mean, and the deal is, what I'm hearing here, Joan, is that you decided to surrender to God as opposed to the medical field, which is all fine with all due respect. I mean, we're not saying anything bad about doctors. I mean, they do a lot of good things. In fact, one of my dearest friends is my doctor. We've been together since we were 10 years old. He accuses me of practicing medicine without a license because I always have an opinion when it comes to medical things.
Well, he would do that with me too. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yes, that's basically what it came to, but it's not that I don't believe in medicine. Mm-hmm. But I had been praying for a year that God would give me discernment and change. I felt like I was, you know, I had so much anger in me. I wanted him to change my heart of stone to a heart of flesh. And mm-hmm. on New Year's Eve of 2010, I spent it at home alone. And the Lord at that time revealed to me my selfishness, my pride, the wickedness of my heart like never before in my Christian life. Not that it wasn't there. He just hadn't revealed it. So all I could do is repent and cry out for the Lord for mercy. And I did it for hours. I felt like I was standing over hell, like in Jonathan Edwards' sermon, The Sinner is in the Hands of an Angry God.
Right.
And I knew that's what I deserved. And I pleaded and cried out to him, but there was no relief. So I continued for weeks. And after weeks, he's heard me. And so during this time, I was very weak and frail, but I spent a lot of time in bed reading and praying and seeking God. And I read a number of Randy Alcorn's books on heaven, and I was so excited about heaven that every time I had a cancer recheck and it came out negative, I was disappointed. So I decided no matter how sick I was going to just do what God wanted.
I mean, you're driving doctors nuts. You're not following their orders. You get good news. You're more depressed. They're going, what is wrong with this woman?
I know. They look at me. I go, oh, seriously?
No.
I'm okay? But
and, of course, you're doing this as you're chomping on an ice cream sandwich heading out the door, too, by the way.
Yes, enjoying my ice cream and my chips especially. Yes.
Okay.
And so I went to church every time the door was open, and I really learned the meaning of Matthew 10:39. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So over the next year, a over a period of time, I was healed of about 75 health challenges. Part of it was the Lord had me led me to get a little puppy and named him Shiloh. Mm. And Shiloh, we started not being able to walk to the end of the driveway, and then in a few months we were going 3 miles a day. I had tried walking 1-2 houses for all those years and could not do it. And Lord actually enabled me to do this. Last year I reached my 5-year remission point on my cancer. And I, after this, I could actually stand up and worship without having to sit. When I could only read a couple of sentences in my Bible while I was sick those 10 years, that year I read over 50 books, 300 to 400 pages long, and 3/4 of the Bible. And by the way, Shiloh means God's gift, and that was really God's gift to me, just bringing back the ability to walk again, to exercise again, and it was amazing. Eating anything I wanted, I gained 25 pounds. Now I need to lose some weight, and I couldn't even hold my newborn grandchildren. I could, you know, I'm, you know, picking up the 30-pound ones and craning them around. Mm-hmm. And obviously I suffered the major depression and anxiety just went away. In fact, God healed the anxiety that I'd had since I was a baby. And the verse Psalm 34, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. I experienced that. Of all the physical healing, that didn't even stand close to the healing I had of my anxiety and fear and the peace that God gave me that has not left. It's been several years. And most importantly, the negativity and complaining were replaced with an attitude of praise, because I knew my true home for eternity is heaven in Christ, and my true source of fulfillment and healing is the Lord. This life is such a vapor. And where it said in Psalm 30, O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave and you kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks to the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. What I want to say about all this, Bill, is that I had learned over all these things I went through that illness, for the most part, is caused 80 to 90% by emotional and spiritual issues. I'm not one that believes that God heals everybody. I know some believe that. That's not my theology. But I believe many, many more people would be healed if they would deal with their emotional and especially spiritual roots, that if they just repent, mm-hmm. repent. And
well, the spiritual aspect, Joan, is getting an understanding of who God is, getting revelation of who mm-hmm, God is mm-hmm. outside of ourselves, you know, set aside our own, you know, 9-dot paradigm of who we think God is, and really seek true revelation. And in that process, for you, healing just became academic, whereas for many years you're fighting and wondering what's going on, but you began to understand. God turned the light of revelation on in your heart and in your mind, in your very soul, to where you could start seeing and understanding the truth of God. And you can talk of healing and miracles like no other person, because you've been there, you've done it, you've gone through the whole process, and you've witnessed the faithfulness of God. What an incredible testimony, Joan.
And yes, and so, and that's what's so amazing. And honestly, what's difficult for me is when believers think, oh, it's not my sin, it has nothing to do with it, it's just, you know, we are, as Christians, we're led to suffer. But if people really dealt with their, I would say the most damaging emotions to your health are your anxiety, unforgiveness, and anger. And if you don't ask God to just look at your heart, search your heart for anything against him,
exactly.
and repent, and just say, more than anything, Lord, I want you. Healing isn't my goal.
Right, exactly. Well, Joan, we're out of time, Joan. Thank you so much. But I will say that this is a powerful testimony. I'm so grateful that you came on to share the miracle of God in your life. I know that it's going to be an answer, and it's going to wake a lot of people up mm-hmm. into the fact that God is still in the miracle-making business, isn't he?
He is. He's
Amen.
Amazing.
Amen. Joan Peace on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Joan.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your script before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hard to get you into my life.
What can I do? What can I be when I'm with you? I want to stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there. And I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? It's hard to get you into my life.
Okay, you gotta just admit, they were just such a great group. I mean, their music, the breath, the guitar licks from George Harrison, just unbelievable what the Beatles did. And, you know, I guess, you know, Shane and I were just talking about 1964. Bobby Vinton had the top, he had the number one single right before the Beatle invasion. Did we ever figure out what song was it? Roses Are Red? Was it? Oh, There I've Said It Again. Absolutely. Okay, There I've Said It Again was the number one single. And then, of course, we have the British invasion. The Beatles come and they take over everything. And, you know, as they say, it's history from there on out. Our next guest is going to help us in this coming year. I mean, you know, we got New Year's resolutions. We want to, you know, be more fit. You know, I did some consulting in health clubs for many years. And we'd always get this rush of people in first quarter, and probably by the end of first quarter, they just they weren't able to sustain. And, you know, it was like, okay, we'll just, you know, wait till next year and start all over again. But our next guest says, look, if you can look younger next year with his exercise program, Bill Fabbricini is with us. He's a clinical specialist in orthopedic physical therapy, a sports performance training coach. Bill, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, and I hope I'm saying your name correctly. Is that correct?
Yeah, Bill Fabbricini. Yeah, with you, and Happy New Year. Glad to be on the show.
Hey, great to have you here. And I love your encouragement in your book about being younger next year. We're not talking about going in and getting a bunch of laser work done. Let's just do it from the inside out, right?
Absolutely. The Younger Next Year exercise program is a continuation from Younger Next Year, which was written 10 years ago, that talked about why exercise is so important. This book gives you the how to do it, and you can really be 10, 20, 30 years younger, you know, functionally, how you feel, your energy, your drive, your strength, if you put some time into exercise.
Mm-hmm. And how much exercise are we talking about here, Bill?
You know, we break it down into aerobic exercise and strength training, and we really talk about how aerobic exercise, you know, getting a brisk, the heart up briskly, just to be in shape. It doesn't have to be like you're running a marathon, a brisk walk or around the bike, 60 to 70% of your max heart rate, which is where you're just breathing a little bit heavy, then not dying, 45 minutes, 4 days a week. You know, so it is a commitment there. Some people might just do it 30 minutes, but it's getting continuation, and that's what prevents this chronic inflammation in our bodies.
Exactly.
And the strength training a couple days a week, strength training is the bullet that makes you, you know, prevent sarcopenia, the loss of muscle mass, and keeps you moving strong and better posture, so you can prevent all these chronic ailments like arthritis that are a result of just getting weak and fragile.
Now, Bill, in your book, you talk about the five amazing things aerobics can do for you. You touched on it briefly, but I want to give you a little bit more time to expand on it. You talk about how to calculate your maximum heart rate and finding the regimen that works for you. This is not a one-size-fits-all. This is a, you know, type of approach that you got to listen to your body and see how your body's responding and make the proper adjustments. And if you do, then you're going to be right in the groove of getting fit, right?
Yeah, and for some people, there's a big difference between being healthy and being fit. I think for most of America that sits around and eats poorly, getting healthy is the goal. And that means you just have to start moving, getting your aerobic system working again, which reverses chronic inflammation and teaches you how to burn fat, which is what stimulates all this inflammation in your body. And it actually has a lot of other benefits. It reduces disease, again, through reducing inflammation. You know, all these chronic ailments, obesity and lots of cancers and even Alzheimer's, arthritis, they're related just to inactivity and being idle and having too much inflammation. Your mood, your brain chemistry improves with aerobic exercise. Stress levels get better, and you actually improve brain function, so you're smarter if you start exercising.
Yeah, it's all very positive. Now, is the 18 minutes still the rule of thumb for aerobics exercise? For it to do any benefit, you have to have your body moving and your heart rate sustained for 18 minutes. Is that still the case?
You know, again, for fit people, 18 minutes is probably doable, because that means you can probably, you know, warm up for 5 minutes and then go 18 minutes hard. And that's where we refer to as zone two, where you're up at 70-80% of max heart rate. And if you're really in shape, you can push it up to 80-90%. And 18 minutes of pushing that tempo can be very beneficial and have all these benefits. For most people, though, trying to get healthy, though, that's too much. They can't push their body that hard, that long. So they have to go longer, slower. It's safer to go a little longer and not push the heart rate up quite so high. And as they get in shape, then that's a different issue. But just to get healthy, we recommend longer, slower to start, you know, closer to 45 minutes. Once you're in shape, yes, you can play with interval training where, you know, you push yourself hard, 30 seconds on, a minute off, and you do a series of those. But and there's lots of different forms of intervals, as we know.
Yeah, one of the things I found that turns people off is, you know, if they get injured, and this is what you're referring to, is that if you push yourself too hard, you injure yourself, now, you know, you've defeated the purpose of what you're trying to do in terms of getting healthy. So there's a very practical understanding and process to go through so that you can stay on this road of health, right?
Yeah, and that applies, yes, you hit it right on the head. You know, you're trying to get people healthy. But even people who we find are really fit, obviously being in the world of sports medicine and orthopedics, I see this all the time with people who are extremely fit, and they push their body to the limit, mm-hmm. whether it's in the form of running intervals, and their joints break down. Mm-hmm. And that's the other end of the spectrum, is they don't have good mobility or stability in a particular area of their body. They lack that. They have poor posture. They're still pounding their body, and they're looking, they might look good, but they're destroying their joints.
Right.
So we talk a lot about that in the book as well for the fit crowd, that you have to have a balanced approach to mobility and stability exercises so that you can go out and beat your body up, and it's resilient to these forces that are breaking your body down.
Exactly. Well, and you've had the experience, Bill. I mean, you've worked with athletes like NBA MVP David Robinson, tennis Grand Slam champion Martina Navratilova. You've seen what these super athletes have done for themselves, where they can, you know, start to, you know, hit diminishing returns, right?
Yeah, no, that was really my job with David. He was at the end of his career, his arthritis in the knees breaking down, and you know, what could I offer and try to help him with to try to move better, to dissipate the loads on his joints. In his case, he was losing mobility and strength. So we redesigned, you know, strengthened his hips. We redesigned some exercises to get his knee moving and a little better posture so that he could go back in and start to re-strengthen again with his strength coach and keep his body functioning and durable. And he did, and went on to win a couple more championships.
Exactly.
But we have the same, the thing to remember is we have the same body as these high-level pro athletes. Mm-hmm. They might have Ferrari, and we have Pintos, but you know, the rules, the concepts are still the same.
Right.
You know, it's the same biology, and to live a younger life and have more energy and drive, you have to follow these principles. Maybe not to the degree that they do it, but of aerobic exercise, of strength training, of mobility and stability and good posture,
right,
to keep a durable body that is biologically younger.
Exactly. And in your book, you address the 25 sacred exercises. I'm going to tease you, ladies and gentlemen, with that, because you have to pick up the book and find out more about how you can look younger. And also, which was very meaningful for me, Bill, was the preparation for movement. It's a whole body warm-up with general rules and fully illustrated step-by-step descriptions. Hip extension, boy, I'll tell you, I really needed and benefited from the hip extension, you know, to increase mobility.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, mobility is critical. And if you lose mobility, you're going to end up with problems in your hips. Hip replacements, all those things are a function of losing mobility in our joints.
Well, congratulations on the book. Younger next year, the exercise program from Bill Frampercini on Bill Martinez Live. It is 19 before the top of the hour, America.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more,
Go to AARP.org.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for joining us in the good fight to get this country back on track. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, all weekend long, and this was no surprise, it was hinted a week ago at least that the president was going to do something about gun control. He has just been so frustrated. Executive action was going to be the order of the day. He's meeting with his law enforcement officer, Loretta Lynch, and you know, they want to see, okay, legally, what can we do? You know, what can be done about gun control? 52%, meanwhile, of Americans now oppose stricter gun control laws, and 7 out of 10 say, look, at you know, we ought to make sure that we're all on the same page, and this would reinforce what Jeb Bush is saying, and that is that this should be done at the state level, not top down. And, you know, and what the president is offering and what he is suggesting here would have had nothing to do to offset what has happened in terms of the gun violence in this country, especially the big, you know, profile cases that we're talking about. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has said that what the president is doing is taking baby steps to eradicating our Second Amendment rights. Listen to what he had to say.
I was at Fort Hood. We all understand the pain that goes into one of these situations and the frustration. But it gets complex, right? I mean, you say nobody talks about the mentally ill. We do a lot on this show.
We should have a gun-free zone on a military base?
Well, I mean, obviously, that's not my call. They did it for a reason. If you were to talk to the people in charge of that.
What's the reason, though? You wonder, what is the
reason? Well, they have operational security issues. They have maintenance of their firearms. They have protection of those on base. They've had problems in the past. But that's somewhat of a side issue to something something else you mentioned.
You know, whenever I see Gun Free Zone, I see that's the flag for the wackos to come in and start shooting people. That's what I see.
Well,
I
mean, we have plenty of guns in the country, right? We have more guns than we do have people, so it's not like we're running at a shortage. And when you talk about mental health, there's no question that the mentally ill don't get the health care parity that they should in this country. It's an interesting topic for you to bring up and advocate as a leader. But when we talk about these shootings that we cover the most are represented the least in terms of statistics. They're less than 1% of overall gun crime. I'm not saying they don't matter. We certainly cover them here at CNN as much or more than anybody else. But that's not the real problem. You get into the problem of where guys get these guns and how. You've said in the past there should be a period for where you evaluate whether someone has a record and should get a gun. Don't you think that that period should apply to all gun sales? That's what this executive order is.
We have that now, Chris. We have rules and regulations on the books, right? Now.
But not for these gun shows.
And frankly, you know, if you want to get to it. And what I do see is step by step by step, and then all of a sudden you have no Second Amendment. I do see that happening.
There it is. And with us right now is Larry Pratt. Larry is the Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Larry, you know, every time we have this argument, it seems to get so bifurcated and distracted that we're really not, you know, dealing, you know, with the proper issue. Even Chris Cuomo admits that, you know, it's a minor issue, and then he wants to chase down these other issues and just complicate the conversation. What are we missing in all this?
Well, I guess the biggest factor that seems to be escaping people like Cuomo is that the crook's going to get their guns anyway. They did in France, where they have a gun ban on the kind of guns that the terrorists used. Highly illegal. Had them anyway. Nobody else had a gun. Sitting ducks. Great plan, Mr. Cuomo and others who think like him. They've got a lot to answer for, because they don't tell the people who have been victims, who are going to be victims if their policies are put into place, exactly what's going to happen that's going to be different from gun-free zones, which is essentially what they're arguing for in the past. They really only know that they don't like guns. Somehow they can wave a wand and it will go away and we'll have no more crime and murder ever after. And that's just not the way it works. And the best solution Americans have come up with yet is to make sure that everybody that wants to be able to be armed can do so in order to protect himself and his family. And it works.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather live as far as a crime control environment, Chicago or Wyoming?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, it doesn't take a genius to figure that out, but Chris misrepresents the argument by trying to suggest he knows what the real problem is, Larry. And that's what concerns me, is that you get elites that want to suggest, well, the real problem is there's too many guns out there. Well, the real problem is that we're fatally flawed to begin with, and because of that, we need to be able to defend ourselves. The real problem isn't that it's more guns. I agree with Trump, and you and I have had this discussion before. Adding to that problem are these signs that are put up saying this is a gun-free zone. You know, I mentioned to you when I was
lurks.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
A gun-free
zone means that there's not enough guns in that particular place, and that's where the dirtbags come like moths to a flame.
Exactly.
It's just insane that we keep repeating the same lethally flawed policy ever since 1950. All of our mass murders in public have taken place in, quote, gun-free zones. Mr. Cuomo, wake up and smell the coffee.
Well, even the one CNN reporter looked at historically the last, I think, six gun incidents where people were murdered. Every one of those guns were obtained legally, Larry. So, you know, so what is the president going to do, you know, but other than just something superficial?
Well, we think he's going to try to increase the background checks reach so that even more exchanges will have to be subject to a background check. So if somebody sells a gun to a neighbor, for example, that he's known for 20 years, they'd still have to go to a gun dealer, fill out federal paperwork, pay the fees, and then maybe have their transaction. That's crazy. That's not a way to fight crime. But it's a way to, as some of the gun control advocates I've heard say, we've got to do something. I've got a suggestion for them. Jump up and down on your left leg, stand there for 15 minutes, scratch the back of your head, jump up and down, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
That'll be doing something.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and probably doing just about as much good as that would do. Larry,
it's better exercise.
Well, the argument about gun shows, Larry, better vetting at gun shows. How big a problem is that, really?
That's a real false notion that they're trying to perpetrate. Gun shows have the same laws that apply for transacting firearm sales as apply anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to a gun show, most of the people selling are federally licensed firearms dealers to begin with. And there's a few states where you can't even sell privately from citizen A to citizen B unless you go through one of those dealers. Other places, there's maybe 1 or 2% of transactions that actually occur between private individuals at a gun show that don't go through the federal system. It's not exactly a lot that we're talking about. And they're trying to make it sound as if it's a big part of everything that's happening in the crime scene. And that's just baloney.
Yeah. Are there any guns that are coming, that are showing up that came from a gun show that, were passed on this way?
Oh, yeah. Less than 1%.
Less than 1%. So again, this is, to put this in proper perspective, because, you hear the argument. What about the mental issue?
Well, the mental issue, I think, can only be solved constitutionally by taking somebody to court. If you've got a concern that their behavior is dangerous to themselves or to others,
mm-hmm.
as such that they shouldn't have a gun, and that could be, take them to court, because they still have rights, even if they're off their game, off their nut,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that they can be properly represented, the rules of procedure are followed, and then if it's concluded by a court that this person really shouldn't have a gun, maybe they should actually not even be allowed to go free, because it seems to me what we're really saying, because
right.
if somebody's walking around on the streets, they'll be able to get a gun.
Well, California's testing this, Larry. They just, January 1st, new law, and basically you can blow the whistle on a family member.
And what's a little scary about that is that they don't know who done it to them. There's something, a three-week period during which they can lose their guns, and they have to prove their innocence. So I don't think we solve a problem by doing away with one of the basic rules of due process.
Well, and I agree with you, and I think this is part of the challenge and not what Jeb Bush was suggesting, but this is the beauty of having the state's system that we have, is they are their own individual laboratory to check this stuff out,
right.
to see what works, what doesn't, and but California has a way of, once they enact a law, they stubbornly stay with it. Very rarely do you hear any adjustment after the fact to say, hey, look, we've found a better way in order to affect what it is that we had hoped to affect to begin with. Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Larry, always good to have your insight on this situation. And, of course, we will find out what the president exactly will be doing. That is a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. We'll see you mañana on Bill Martinez Live.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.